My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Our next show is going to be at the Hilton in front of a 49er Jet game.
Yes, and last night only served to get me more excited because those are two teams who are probably going to be playoff teams. If you were going to bet yes or no on either of those teams, you'd bet yes on both. Even though the Ravens are now 0-1 in last in the NFL, they look pretty good. And the Chiefs are the Chiefs. And so you look at high-quality football, and you think about Monday, and the Jets could be a playoff team. I don't know about should be, but they're probably a slightly better than 50% chance, I would say. And the Niners are probably an 80% chance of being a playoff team. So it's going to be a good one on Monday.
No doubt. No doubt. And hearing Rex talk about the talent that's on the field, and I think we do. We don't think much beyond Aaron Rodgers, Breece Hall, and Garrett Wilson. The defense of the Jets is loaded. Absolutely loaded. So let me make a prediction for you right now. Okay? Tuesday morning, win or lose, there will be Brock Purdy pessimism Tuesday morning.
I don't know if it's that automatic.
Win or lose. No, it's not automatic. It's a prediction. I think there are going to be people who come out and go, see, you can pay that guy $60 million, which is going to be a part of every game that doesn't look perfect this year. I get it. But I am already giving credit to both of these quarterbacks for who they're going up against on Monday night. And I'm also going to say this, because I know a lot of people think that that's, in a way, what we saw last night. In fact, I saw someone comment on the Xfinity Mobile text line earlier and go, those were two of the top-ranked defenses in the NFL. They're good. There's no doubt that they're good. I wouldn't argue that. Both of those defenses last night are significantly, in my opinion, less talented than the two defenses you're going to see on Monday night.
Yeah, my opinion. Time will tell.
My opinion.
You're probably right, but a lot of that is also measured by who you go up against, and those are two of the tougher quarterbacks to play against in the National Football League. So defenses, I think, are going to struggle. When you face Patrick Mahomes, however good your defense is, it's going to look worse than normal when you face Mahomes, and the Niners are a great example of that. In the Super Bowl, they were better, but in the regular season, they've really struggled against Kansas City, and they've been worse than their norm against Kansas City. So when you play good offenses, a good defense is going to look a little bit more mortal.
No doubt. And I actually thought that was the case last night. What did we say the over-under was? 46.5? Wasn't that it?
I thought it was a little lower than that, but
Grandy, wasn't it 46.5? I mean, isn't it incredible? And there's your number for it.
Right on it, 47.
I think so. I can double check for you.
Just crazy. But I largely thought that the two quarterbacks, even though they were at times running for their lives, even though it wasn't an overly high-scoring game, I thought both of them looked composed. I thought both of them, for the most part, hit open receivers. I know Lamar didn't on that last drive. But they both looked pretty good. Nobody blew me away. But, yeah, those are really good teams. So that's kind of what you would expect, I guess. But whenever you get those guys out there, look, they're both phenomenal. They both got two MVP awards. And I think it's fair for us as 49er fans to do a little comparing and contrasting right now. And when you watch those two teams, do you feel a little quarterback envy? Because let's be honest. We don't know exactly where the Brock Purdy experience is going. And what we're all hoping, if you're a Niner fan, is that that's where it's going. It's going, you know, last year, what did he finish in the MVP? Fifth?
Yeah.
Fifth.
Yeah.
All right. That's great. That's your one full season. You're fifth in the MVP. Could he ever win one? Could he win one?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. It's going to be hard, though, because I don't think that he's going to have the eye-popping numbers. So for him to win one, they would have to have the best record in football, and it would have to be a significantly best record in football kind of a year. Last year, Baltimore had the best record in the regular season. Lamar had eye-popping numbers. You win the MVP.
But don't you think that that was almost dependent on one game?
Largely, like, yeah.
Right. You go to Christmas, and I do. As it turned out, that was an MVP elimination game. If Lamar throws a couple, three, four picks, the Niners win that game. They end up 13-4 instead of 12-5. Baltimore ends up 12-5 instead of 13-4. Brock might have won that darn award. He might have won that thing.
Yeah.
Well, and isn't that what we're all, and again, it's not about the MVP. It's more about, does Brock go from very good player, very good decision maker, can win with him, all of those things we say now. Can he go from that to someone who you would refer to as the difference? Because that's what I feel about those two guys last night. They have proven that for their franchises, they're the difference.
Yeah.
They elevate. They elevate everyone, everything. The whole franchise feels like it's on their shoulders.
Absolutely. And I think that he could do it, and it would be a little bit more similar to how Mahomes played last night. Forget the magic and the majesty of Mahomes and everything he's accomplished. But last night, to me, is the kind of game that you can look to Brock Purdy to have. He wound up 20 for 28, 291, which is big. One, you know, a couple of really big throws. Quarterback rating of 102, one interception, no fumbles. Mahomes was more than just solid. He was great. He was not eye-popping with the numbers. 20 of 28, very efficient. He made the one mistake toward the end of the half, and that was it. And he went out there and he won the game. Now, can he be like Lamar? I don't think so, where he throws for 273 on 41 attempts, and he rushes it 16 times for 122.
Well, not stylistically, not, no, right. But you know what I mean. Like these
guys.
I'm
talking about Mahomes. Like last night, Mahomes probably had his B game, his B-plus game.
I'm looking at the numbers right now.
Mahomes was great.
Yeah, both of them had nice ratings. Mahomes was 101.9, Lamar was 90.8. Mahomes, 20 of 28, 291, touchdown and a pick. Lamar, 26 of 41, 273. The percentage for Mahomes is really good, but your final passing stats, good. Lamar obviously had the fumble,
yeah,
kind of one of his offensive linemen's fault, but and he ran for 122 yards.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're absurd.
But I think Mahomes, yesterday, last night, Mahomes was just super efficient. He didn't make too many, like, oh my God, throws. He made a couple plays, which you watch it and you go, okay, this is why he's the best in football. Eludes the rush, step up, wiggle right, boop, makes the perfect throw, move the chains. You're mentioning about Brock Purdy last year, and I looked at the MVP odds by week.
Okay.
And I'm looking at December 12th, last year. Brock Purdy was plus 175, Dak Prescott plus 153. They were basically tied for favorite.
Co-favorites.
For the MVP. The next week, the 19th, Brock Purdy becomes the favorite to win the MVP. He's minus 200. And then their second choice was Lamar Jackson. Skip ahead to December 27th, Brock Purdy jumps up to 13-1. And Lamar plummets all the way down to minus 190. So it really was the one game.
It was an elimination
game. If Brock Purdy plays well and wins that game, he is the MVP.
He probably would be.
Can he win an MVP? You're damn right he can. He was the MVP last year through 15 weeks of an 18-week season.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't doubt that. But I think you also know what I'm getting at, which is like
A little draftism in there.
Well, but I don't think it's draftism as much as, like, we're just not there yet. He's only played 20-some-odd football games. He's played a season and a half. There's no doubt left in my mind as to whether or not the guy's good. No doubt left as to whether or not he's really good. But there hasn't been even enough time for him to be what we're watching last night. And that is someone where an entire NFL franchise goes, excuse me, come over here. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to hand this to you. This is a backpack. The entire franchise is in it. Wear it. At all times. Period. Can you do that? And you
well,
don't
have, ask them to.
Yeah, you don't have to do that to get $55 or $60 million, but they want you to. You know, Jared Goff got 52. They don't do that to him. Tua got 52, 53. They don't do that with him. The Jags want to do that with Trevor Lawrence. The Packers want to do that with Jordan Love. The Bengals do that, I think, with Joe Burrow. But that's what you're hoping. You're hoping someday he does become that guy. What I mean by that is, if he's on your team, you're good. Period. You might be great because you got great stuff around you. You might struggle a little bit if it's an off year and there are injuries, but your presence alone means you're a contender. I think both of those guys last night are that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And who else is like that?
In the NFL?
I mean, you could say Josh Allen. We're going to find out this year, because this year they don't have the weapons that they've had in the past.
Right, but
Joe Burrow's got two of the better receivers. Well, in theory, Higgins is dealing with a hamstring, and Chase may not be ready for week one.
He'll
so
be there. Yeah.
Burrow's in a little bit of a weird spot that way. But outside of those guys, who else is a backpack player at that position? You'd be hard-pressed to find many more of those guys. You already said Tua's not, and that's fair.
Well, but some of it is just timing. You know, I think that the Texans are hoping that C.J. Stroud is that. You're here.
Yeah, but they have an unbelievable team around him now.
Absolutely.
So.
But no, again, these take time. Brock has done nothing to dissuade the idea that he is that. But we just haven't had enough time to see it. You haven't seen them go through generations of different players around them. We've seen that with Lamar and Patrick. They've been around a lot longer.
Yep.
Lamar hasn't even broken through for a Super Bowl, but come on.
He's got one playoff win in a season.
I know.
That's his high.
I know.
He's got two overall. Two times in the playoffs, he's won one game.
Yep. It's been disappointing in January, but he's also got two MVP awards, and he's Lamar freaking Jackson.
I was looking at his splits because we were talking about Lamar, you know, fading late. He's 17-3 in December as a starter.
Jeez.
And then you get to the playoffs, and it's a different story.
What's the overall record in January or the playoffs?
For Lamar,
yeah,
he's 2-4, I think.
Two and four. Yeah.
In the post. Yep, 2-4.
2-4.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
2-4.
Let's go to Jake in Oakland. Hi, Jake. What's up?
It's Jason. What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. What's going on, Willard and Dibs? You know, I got to say you guys' names. I called y'all about 2-3 years ago about the Warriors. We talked, and I remember you said they was only going to win 40-something games, and they ended up winning the championship.
Yeah, that was on me,
but
Jake.
Anyway.
That was my fault, and I've been struggling to I've actually gone to therapy over that your phone call. It shook me. You rattled me, Jake, and I'm just hearing your voice again now. I got a little bit of that PTSD.
Okay, but this is what I wanted to hit you guys with.
Oof.
Purdy is the truth. Jimmy G is damn near out the league because Brock Purdy. And I know he did some to his Achilles, but when we seen a guy that was picked last take the Niners to a championship, maybe would have won that championship and beat Cincinnati, and a Super Bowl if he wouldn't have got hurt. Next year, go back to the Super Bowl. If McCaffrey don't fumble the ball and they don't miss the extra point, he maybe would have won the Super Bowl. And we still talking about other quarterbacks being better than Purdy. Like, what Purdy got to do? Be 6'6", 245 pounds, can throw the ball 70 yards, and then our guys around the Bay Area say, he's the greatest. He's the next Montana because he's kind of a short guy. He looks real young. He was picked last. Every year we're going to pick him apart and say all these other quarterbacks is greater than him and better than him. Purdy ain't did nothing but come in the league, got another quarterback thrown to another team, took his team to a championship Super Bowl. When are we going to say Purdy is he's a generational player? Because we ain't seen too many quarterbacks get picked last and do what he's doing.
Jake,
come on, guys. We got to give him more credit.
Jake,
the guy earlier was talking about having the dude for Baltimore as our quarterback. He ready to throw Purdy away. Said, oh, if Shanahan had him, come on, man. I forgot his name. He can't even pass. His passes is always off. If he ain't had no legs, he'd probably be a second-string quarterback. The Baltimore, I forgot his name because I don't care less about him.
You're talking about Lamar Jackson.
Man, Purdy is a
Lamar
ball.
Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, you guys know that he can't pass accurate. His passes is always off. When he throw the ball, it's like he aiming it. Purdy can let that ball go and throw you to a spot. Jimmy G couldn't do that. But Joe Montana could. John Elway could. Throw the ball to a spot when a guy gets to the ball. Purdy is a baller, man, and he's a game changer. So let's not talk about, because if Purdy didn't ball in the Detroit game, we would have lost that game. If we had Jimmy G, would the Niners would have won that game against Detroit. Let's be real.
Of course not. Jake, you're not going to get a huge argument, I don't think, from either one of us. Thank you very much for the call. That was passionate and fantastic. Here's how I'd answer it, though. I do think you're undercutting Lamar Jackson a little bit. He can throw the football. He's not Patrick Mahomes with it, but you're right. Like, he can run for 122 yards in a game. That's a special thing that Lamar can offer. My answer about Purdy, when you say, what's he got to do? Nothing. He just has to keep doing what he's doing. He just has to do it for longer. That's all. There's no criticism. There's no doubt. But he just needs to do it for longer. That's all. You like to be one of the greats, you have to sustain. And so there's no criticism because he has done everything he could possibly do to this point. But I'm not going to say this quarterback equals all of the other greats in the league when you've only played 23 games or wherever we are with Brock Purdy. He just needs more time. That's all.
Right, and he needs to, you know, do what he did last year again, and then fewer people will have the ability to step up and use draftism or use whatever metric they want to say that he's not very good. You start stacking good year after good year, and it becomes harder to criticize people, and that's where the frustration for Lamar Jackson fans or acolytes comes from, because he's so great in the regular season, and in the playoffs he struggled to win games. 2-4 is not reflective of how good he's been in the regular season.
Yeah, no, they like both of these teams in a way, I think last year, they really missed the boat. Like, if you want to put another rat on the table, here it is. The Niners and Ravens were both better than the Chiefs last year. That's my opinion. Call it whatever you want. Top to bottom, offense, defense, everything that goes into a football game, the Niners and the Ravens were both better than the Chiefs. And they both missed their shot.
Yeah, they both had their shot. And
they missed their shot.
They're supposed to shoot your shot because it's all you've got.
That's all you got, dude.
And that's always a funny one to me, like, you know, when somebody says, this team was better than the other team, and I'm not just picking on you, but you had a chance to be better than that team.
Yeah, they didn't
they both
it.
Had a chance to be better than that team, and neither one was better than that team.
Well,
so it's always a funny one to me where you look back and say, oh, you know, we were the best team in football last year. Well, Then you should have won the Super Bowl.
Well, but you know, sports is like it's a bunch of human beings running around out there. Like, the best team doesn't always win the game. Some people equate it to that. It's like, whoever wins, that's the best. I'm like, it's a little bit of black and white thinking for me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Best is just such a nebulous thing anyway.
Well, there's circumstances that come up all the time, and they can be as simple as, like, some of your people aren't available. Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson. I think you're the best team. Two of them, you aren't available, you lose. Other times, it's much more circumstantial in terms of mistakes that are made that are mental ones as opposed to physical ones. Do you make that a part of the equation? You can if you want. Just put it this way. I expected the Ravens to beat the Chiefs. They had them at home. I think that from top to bottom, they were a better football team. They gagged. They fumbled at the one. They lost. I think the same thing about the 49ers, the best non-quarterback in the league, cruised down on a hot knife through butter opening drive and put the ball on the ground, and his superstar tight end was talking to the other player on the field as opposed to picking up the ball. I mean, we can talk about all this stuff.
Sure.
I think both of them were better a year ago. I don't know if they are now.
Yeah.
We've only had one look at it. Chiefs looked like the better team last night to me.
Better than the Ravens. Yeah, we don't know if they're better than the Niners. They'll actually get a chance to play each other on the field. So just the whole idea of who's better than whom, it's a great like barroom conversation. And same thing with quarterback rankings. Ultimately, Brock Purdy is as good as his coach, his scheme, the players around him, and his ability to make plays. And he could be the best quarterback in football and have a terrible offensive line and a bad coach, and it wouldn't matter. And that's where the Dan Marino argument always comes, where how do you rank Dan Marino all time as a quarterback? He went to one Super Bowl and lost it. Do we put him below Ben Roethlisberger and Eli Manning just because those guys were able to win bowls?
I don't.
Right.
Do you?
Some do. Well, some just simply look at team success, and that's how we measure individual players.
Right. 49ers do not play until Monday night, but we got you covered on Sunday to kick off the 2024 NFL season. The Patriots take on the Bengals at 10. Raiders visit the Chargers at 1. You can listen to both of these games right here on the home for NFL football, 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570 is the number. Feeling any quarterback envy last night in watching that football game? Plus, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to have some fun with Joe Beningo. Oh, okay, 4:30. Let's move it to 4:30. An hour from now, Joe Beningo, who is now the host of the Oh the Pain podcast, also on WFAN in the past. He's a monster Jets fan. He's got the accent, all the stuff. We'll scream and yell 49er Jets. We'll have a good time. That's coming up in an hour on Willard and Dibs. Hey, what's going on? It's Willard and Dibs for Safeway. Enjoy these amazing digital deals for their members. And as always, earn 4x reward points on hundreds of exclusive offers with your Safeway app. Dibs, guess what? It's sweet corn again. I'm not singing this time.
Oh, boy, you should.
But I will tell you this. Sweet corn, 27 cents each. Limit 12 items.
Sweet corn of mine, bop, 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 comes to mind. And I'll tell you who loves corn. I got a 2-year-old who can't stop eating corn. More corn, more corn. All right, you get more corn. I bought 12.
She needs to eat more beef.
Thank you. What kind of beef? USDA Choice boneless beef, tri-tip roast, untrimmed, twin pack for $4.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. 2's not enough for this little eater.
And speaking of the little ones, how about some Lucerne milk? Gallon size, selected variety. Varieties $3.97 each. Limit 4 items. These and other great digital deals are available in the For You section on the Safeway app. Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
No way. So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, go ahead and watch videos. They can all do their thing and party their way. No problem.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Now through September 21st, get fast, reliable Xfinity Gig Internet for $25 a month for 2 years when you add Xfinity Mobile with unlimited data. And get Peacock Premium, a $7.99 a month value included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Gig Wi-Fi requires Xfinity Gateway. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. After promo, regular internet rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.